Brethren and Sisters, St. Helena, California, July 15, 1901. Dear brethren and sisters, letters have come to me asking in regard to the teaching of some who say that nothing that has life should be killed, not even insects, however annoying or distressing they may be. Is it possible that anyone claims that God has given him this message to give to the people? The Lord has never given any human being such a message. The people need to be enlightened in regard to what is truth. These side issues which arise are as hay, wood, and stubble compared with the truth for these last days. Idle tales are brought in as important truth, and by some, they are actually set up as tests. Messages have been born in regard to the cruelty of killing animals for food. These messages are true, but from them some have caught the idea that no insects should be killed. Thus, controversy has been created and minds have been diverted from present truth. God has told no one that it is a sin to kill the insects which destroy our peace and rest. In all his teachings, Christ gave no message of this character, and his disciples are to teach only what he commanded them. I would say to my brethren and sisters, keep close to the instruction found in the Word of God. Dwell upon the rich truths of the Scriptures. Thus only can you become one in Christ. You have no time to engage in controversy regarding the killing of insects. Jesus has not placed this burden upon you. What is the chaff to the wheat? Jeremiah 23, verse 28. The attributes of Christ are to be studied and earnestly sought for, that every believer may be complete in him, revealing the beauty of his character. We have no time for empty, foolish talk. Let us dwell upon the solemn, sacred truths for this time. The character is built up from the food given to the mind. Let us then feed upon Christ. To us has been given the high privilege of living as Christ lived. Our life is to be hid with Christ in God. Then we shall have the richest blessings of heaven to impart to those in need. From the indwelling Savior, we shall receive each day a fresh supply of grace and power. Reveal Christ in your willing obedience, your meekness and lowliness of heart, your self-sacrificing devotion. Thus you will let your light shine, and God will be glorified. Preach the gospel, live the gospel, in the highest, most sacred sense. This makes you laborers together with God. You are carrying out the plans of the wonderful Counselor. Why will men and women belittle their experience by gathering up idle tales and presenting them as matters worthy of attention? The people of God have no time to dwell upon the indefinite, frivolous questions which have no bearing on God's requirements. God desires men and women to think soberly and candidly. They are to ascend to a higher and still higher grade, commanding a wider and still wider horizon. Looking unto Jesus, they are to be changed into his image. They are to spend their time in searching for the deep, everlasting truths of heaven. Then there will be nothing frivolous in their religious experience. As they study the grand truths of God's Word, they endure the seeing of him who is invisible. They see that the most uplifting, ennobling truths are those most closely connected with the source of all truth. And as they learn of him, their motives and sympathies become firm and unchanging. The impressions made by the All-Wise are substantial and enduring. The living water, which Christ gives, is not like a surface spring, which babbles for a short time and then dries up. The living water springs up unto everlasting life. Erroneous theories, with no authority from the Word of God, will come in on the right hand and on the left, and to weaklings these theories will appear as truth which makes wise. But they are as nothingness. Many church members have become so well satisfied with cheap food that they have a dyspeptic religion. Those who cooperate with Christ are on safe ground as they consecrate their energies to the work of rescuing the world from corruption. Let us follow the revealed will of God. Then we shall know that the light we receive comes from the divine source of all true light.